Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2015 Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions and hosted by Perry Hartman of Painter's Dream Productions and Chris Collins, your international host for this year's 2015 event at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The 7th annual Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. Showtimes for this year's event are 9 to 4 each day. Midwest LSA Expo Incorporated specifically created this event for three reasons. One, to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, and LSA performance. Two, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets. And finally, to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. We know that the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. If you ask anyone, it's the true sales and demo show. Now get ready. The Midwest LSA Expo radio show starts right now.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Perry Hartman with Painter's Dream Productions, and I'd like to welcome you to our radio show number 4 for the Midwest LSA Expo. The three shows prior have been indescribable. We have had just such a great time. Chris and I love to do this. We love interacting with the exhibitors and hearing what they have to say and hearing about all the new products. And need I remind you that we are just 2 days away from the 2015 Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo. Now, keep in mind, it does start Thursday. It's going to run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And allow me this opportunity now to bring you our international host of the 2015 Midwest LSA Expo, Mr. Chris Collins. How you doing, sir?
Great, Perry. How's it going?
Oh, you know me. Same stuff, different day.
Yep. I'm sure that it wasn't the same stuff. May have been a different day, but it probably was not the same stuff, knowing you.
Actually, surprisingly enough, have you ever felt like you were stuck in Groundhog Day, where it's just like the same thing over and over and over again?
Well, that's why I love my job here at the Mount Vernon Airport, because that never happens to me. There's never 2 days the same here. So, no, I don't know that feeling. Sorry.
Well, good for you. That's good. I myself, I'm telling you, I just feel like I'm in Groundhog Day. But, you know, the Lord's faithful and it's all good. How's everything looking so far today?
Hey, so far so good. We, I always start the day with a plan of things I want to get accomplished. And I got everything done today that I wanted to get done. So I'm very happy.
I heard you even have some campers showing up already.
Yeah, there's two already here.
You got to love it.
Yeah. One of the exhibitors arrived today. I think you may even have Aeropract on the show tonight, but a gentleman came in with one of their airplanes, and he was the one that arrived Sunday night. So he brought the camping rig in on Sunday night and then drove back home up into north central Indiana, and then he arrived this morning in the airplane.
Well, is there anything about the camping that people need to know? Besides the fact that it's free?
I think everybody is surprised because we have such a nice facility and it's laid out so well and there's electrical outlets everywhere. People are they just don't understand that an airport could be outfitted like this, but it's because the infrastructure is laid out for the Big Town Fireworks Festival that we have, which we're next year I think will be year 30. So we have a lot of vendors that participate in that, and we used to have our town's Relay for Life here. So all those electrical infrastructure that's here is what we're using for the expo. So no, it's quite simple. Folks can come in, and we have a camping checkout station, and that really is only there just to answer questions and say you could go over there, or you could go over here, or anywhere you want. Just pick a place and put it in there. That's really the only reason that the camping host is out there, is to show people where to go and to welcome them.
Well, that's wonderful. Guess who our first guest is tonight?
Who is it? Surprise me.
Your good old buddy Randy at Rands.
All right.
Let's get him on the phone. Randy, how you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good this evening.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for joining us. You're on with myself and Chris Collins tonight.
Well, hi, Chris.
Hi,
how you doing?
Great. How are you doing, buddy?
That camper thing sounds pretty nice. Did you have that last year?
Yeah, it's always been there. I guess maybe this is the first year that people have really taken hold of that idea and went with it. It's always worked well for the KR gatherings that we've had here. And, you know, the Air Venture Cup guys really don't use it because they're pretty much hotels. But the KR guys really utilize it. The last one we had here about 3 years ago, I think we had probably 25 different campers out there. So it's been a lot of fun. And we're hoping that the Light Sport Expo can grow to that and to where we can have a bonfire down at the Lakeshore Shelter and just really have the back to grassroots fun that aviation can be.
Well, you know, I think, what is this, year number six for us?
Seven.
Number seven.
Seven? Well, it's a good thing I'm not counting.
and but he's been to every one of them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think I have been to every one of them. Yeah, guess what? I checked the weather forecast, and it's looking really good.
Yay.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, Randy, why don't you tell us about what you guys are going to be offering this year at the Expo? We're, of course, excited to have you, as you know, but, you know, we got people who listen early, and they've now, this is our second year of doing the radio show, so they know that for the week before, they can kind of get a sneak peek on what to expect.
Well, we're bringing up probably three aircraft will be arriving. We've got Shelly and I flying in the new Raven that we introduced a couple of years ago. I believe last year was the first year we had the Raven at the show. And this year will be its second showing. And we spiffed it up a little bit by putting in a new interior. So that's going to be kind of fun to look at. And we should have Rick Hayes from Hayes Aviation, or Hayes Aero, I mean, coming in with his S7 and an S19 all the way from Michigan. So, and then I talked to another dealer, our Tennessee dealer, Sam Kite, and he's going to try to get a group of guys to fly up also. So we should have a pretty well-rounded showing of our aircraft, and with that, I hope we have no hesitation in getting people through the demos. That's the one thing I love about your venue, is that we can actually give the demo in a timely fashion and also give them a little extra better demo, because we're not so pressured with long taxi times or waiting on warbirds to clear the sky. So
That is exactly what makes the Midwest LSA Expo so unique, and that'll never change. And one of the things that we've been hearing all week is everybody's just very excited about this show. Usually your seventh year, you've pretty much worked all the bugs out. And so now you just get to enjoy it now. And one of the topics, Randy, we've been talking about this week is the procedure as far as demoing. If there is somebody who right now knows that they're coming to look at one of your aircraft, what is your procedure and what's the requirements to do a demo?
Well, typically they fill out a waiver, and then we get them up in the plane. And I think we're still charging a little bit of a fee to do that. I'm not
good.
Let me ask my other boss. We're doing that at the show this year, aren't we? Yeah, I guess it's typical. We try to earn a little beer money, and, you know, that's basically it. Kind of helps the pilots who are doing the demos and stuff to keep them enthused and whatnot.
Sure. Just as far as this show is concerned, what do you think attracts people most to this show?
I think it's the convenience of shopping. I mean, you've got several brands of aircraft within short walking distance, which is, I think, very crucial. You can quickly assess a plane and jump to the next one. And we love that because we're not afraid of being compared to competition. And it's one place where you can, you know, what really speaks well for an aircraft is just to fly it and, you know, put aside the fancy sales gimmicks and things like that, because that's what Mount Vernon is not too famous for, is, you know, fancy booths and those type of gimmicks. We're just basically in the raw, and we have the airplane there. And everybody's pretty much on even playing field with the displays and the so that kind of shows off the airplane better.
Well, that's definitely one thing for sure that has been Chris's goal the whole time, is to make sure that when people come because they know that when they come there, they'll get a nice variety of light sport aircraft. They have more than enough time to talk to people about it without, as you said, with that need for a rush, you know. And there's no doubt that even this year, with the weather as good as it looks, and they're ready with water and everything that they're going to have there, that this year is definitely going to, what I believe, to probably be surpassed their attendance too, just because of the amount of advertising they've been doing, especially on Facebook. That's really been a big one. And they have really extended their arms out to a lot of people. And we're very excited about it. What was your, over this last week, we've kind of talked about this, and this is one topic that there's been some laughter, but at the same time, there's also been some good opinions on the third class medical situation. Do you have any input on that or anything you'd like to share about that?
Well, I think it's a positive thing. Some people in the light sport industry fear it as a way of losing business, but I really don't see it that way. I think it just kind of allows a lot more latitude in what we could build and offer to people who don't need a medical to fly. The light sport class is somewhat limiting in speed and payloads, and obviously most of them are probably flown not anywhere, you know, they're not always flown within the limit, and that's pretty much true about any classification the FAA throws at us. We all have a tendency to push the envelope right up to the best we can. So, yeah, I think it's a positive thing, and we're excited about it. It would allow us to bump up some horsepower and increase payloads and things like that.
Well, that's definitely thank you for sharing that, because each night we've had different opinions, different thoughts on it. Hey, Chris, I got a question for you.
Yeah, Perry.
You got any questions for Randy or anything which you wanted to talk about while we've got him on?
No, I don't have any questions. I got some things to point out. Number one, the Raven is the airplane that is on the front left chest of our volunteer shirts this year.
All right.
And that was taken from some professional photography we had last year. Randy going around and around and around and basically keeping everybody entertained in the Raven. That was thank you to Randy and to Troy from Just that kept everybody entertained. And second of all, I was telling Randy, I was telling Perry about you a little bit earlier about how you are the classic example of good, great American entrepreneurship. And what you've done with your company is just incredible. And all the airplanes that you've designed, you really make everybody proud in this country. And it's just an honor to have you here at the Expo.
Well, thanks, Chris. You know, it's only an overnight success. It took 40 years, that's all.
What's that statement about, was it Edison, I think, about how many times he tried to light the light bulb, and it was after 999 he finally got it?
Yeah, sometimes you just got to keep going because you know it's out there.
Yeah.
And, the other thing is Randy and Shelley have really helped me promote and market this show. And they're two of the people that I can't wait to see when I go to the other shows, and they always have good feedback and good ideas, it's hard to do the shows, but when you have people like Randy and Shelley that step up and say, "Hey, you ought to be doing this. I think this would work," and that feedback is great. So appreciate all the help you guys have given.
We appreciate somebody who listens. You know, that's kind of different, and that's a good thing. You know, a lot of the other shows do surveys, but I think they throw them away or something.
Well, we one thing, try hard to take care of you guys, and we don't have a show without you guys, and that's what we're here for, is to try to help you guys sell product, and you selling product helps the airports to sustain themselves and to sustain the infrastructure. So it all starts with the pilot starts, and a lot of people have kind of forgotten that.
Well, that's true, Chris. That's a good point. You know, we got to sell aviation in order to keep more pilots.
What kind of surprises me over this last week and even last year, we had the same problem, is we have exhibitors who are scheduled to be on the radio. It's free advertising. It gives them a chance to talk about their product. And many times they don't even take the time to be on the show when it's free. And originally I thought, well, maybe they didn't know about it, but you know, we've really done our effort to push this, to call them, to email them, to make sure that they know that this is out there, because whether they understand it or not, people are listening and they want to know what to expect. You know, how many times there's actually what most people do is, if they want to know what's going on about a show, they go to their website. And it isn't very interactive. I mean, all it is here's the information. But here you've got an opportunity to listen, to hear about what you guys are offering. We've even talked about even taking questions ahead of time, you know, if anybody has any questions. So that's kind of one thing next year that I think we'll be doing a lot earlier is sending out little questionnaires via email, different things on different topics, maybe questions that they have. Again, if we can cut down on all the investigative talking time before people get there, then all they have to do is it's kind of like you guys, and I'm sure you guys experience just like I do, but when I go to Disneyland or I go to Six Flags, I just want to get on the ride. I don't want to wait in a long line and it takes forever to get there. So, you know, that excitement that as soon as you walk up and there is the big line and you know you're 10th or 11th in line, there's an excitement because you know you're about to achieve what it is that you wanted to achieve. And that's why we have this radio show, is to give you guys an opportunity to talk about what you're going to be offering, so that when people do come and they've heard it, then all their questions are answered. Chris is even going to be playing the radio show at the expo, so that this way, while people are walking around, they're also listening too. And the more that we can interact with the audience, the better it's going to be. So thank you again, Randy, for joining us tonight.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys calling, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. We're going to be leaving out of here tomorrow morning and kind of just take it easy getting out there, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Was there any other things which you wanted to talk about, which you maybe just remembered now or that we didn't discuss?
I really am coming up blank right now. I've been working hard all day, getting everything ready, and I'll probably figure it out after I hang up the phone.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and we look forward to next year's radio show, and have a great show, Randy.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, Chris, we'll see you soon.
Look forward to it, Randy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now we've got on our show, we've got John Rothnell from Burstell. John, how you doing, sir?
Hi, guys. I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for holding, and welcome to Midwest LSA Expo Radio. Obviously, you've already heard our previous interview, so at least you have an idea what we're looking to accomplish. How's business been this year?
It's been absolutely a racetrack.
Isn't that amazing?
We sold, We sold airplanes at each show so far, and actually we bumped up production over in the Czech Republic, and it looks like some of our customers are going to get a little bit early deliveries, but some of our customers are now buying some of the advanced slots because we're looking at March and April now. So we're really on the fast track at the moment.
Well, wonderful. What are some of the specials or some of the things that you guys are going to be bringing to the expo this year?
Well, we introduced the IS engine into our fleet this year. So we'll likely be coming through with our injected engine version. And we look to try to get the TDO, the tail dragger option, down to the show. For those of you who didn't get a chance to see it over at Oshkosh. However, I'm not sure Lou's going to be able to make it. He's experiencing some back trouble, so I don't know if we'll be able to get that plane down to y'all.
Okay.
We've got a couple customers that have purchased production slots, and since we move things forward, I'm not exactly sure what our arrival times are going to be yet. So, Chris, do the usual when you see me show up with a bologna sandwich and a head slap, because I'm not sure when I'll see you, but you've always been so wonderful and gracious to us in the past, and I'm going to do my best to make sure your guys, the folks who are coming to see us at the show, get a good look. But bear with me. I've got a couple customers that are needing to spec their planes, and they're down in Louisiana. They got to spec their planes right now because their production slots have moved forward.
Wow.
Cool.
It's pretty good. But thank you so much, Chris. Again, I got to say to the listeners out there, I don't know how many people have made the trek out to spend some time in Mount Vernon. It's an outstanding venue to see all the light sport offering that's out there. And this industry is full of folks that truly want you to have a great experience. And if you've grumbled about maybe things being very busy or the size of Sun and Fun, the way things start getting quite busy, Oshkosh is just its own animal. It's sometimes, you know, LSA is just a subset of that. It's just so great to know that you've been holding the candle out there, Chris. And thanks for reaching a hand out to us to invite us to the show. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate those words. That's really great. And, you know, you guys have those airplanes are just beautiful. That tail dragger is just flat out sexy. And, you know, if Lou can't make it, we understand that. But, you know, the tricycle gear, which I'm a fan of, that's a beautiful product. And whenever you get here or whenever the other guys get here, that's great. We'll put it in the booth and we'll have a good time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We just got two more airplanes in. We're expecting two more in about a month from now. And we're getting a shipment about 2 a month, and it's just getting to where we're ramping up. And I'm very, very blessed. We're very fortunate to be so lucky to get so much attention, and it's a great opportunity to be here. What would you like to know, Carrie, about what we do?
Well, the most important thing, actually, at least my focus this year, has been on those that have come to do who are expecting to do a demo. Can you just kind of share what your procedures are and what your requirements are for demoing?
We'll have folks sign a waiver, and then it's basically we kind of walk through a couple of different things. We usually have a fee that can then be removed from the price of the aircraft if you should decide to buy, and that and that's not to that's real. That, you know, it only helps offset the cost to get the show a little bit. But the idea is when folks are quite serious about buying, they're not just showing up for airplane rides. And I've been to the shows where a guy will say, you know, I'm thinking about switching out of my Bonanza for an LSA, but my grandson would really like an airplane ride. And, you know, with all due respect, you're welcome to come over and check out the airplane, sit with us. But in some of the other shows, it gets so, so busy. It's very, very hard to make sure that we're being really efficient with customers who are truly in the market to try to find an airplane. And we've discovered that the LSA market is approximately a 3-year process. So if a guy sees us in year one, there's many times that we really have to dedicate some time to him later on. year two, year three, four, whatever it is. And so we'd like the folks to come in, sign a waiver, be prepared. If there's a small fee, but much like Randy had mentioned. And then if they're quite serious, it's a big savings for them typically to not have to fly to one of our other locations where there's an aircraft. We'll be having an aircraft located out on the West Coast in Washington, soon to be one in California, and we've got Florida pretty well covered. I'm in the Northeast, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We've got aircraft out on Long Island, and it looks like there's a good chance that tail director is going to go down to Texas. So we're getting quite a bit of coverage out there, but this is the show to come and get a demo for real.
What would be one of the things that you would think would be the biggest misconception about your airplane? If you heard things this year, what would it be?
Well, the biggest misconception, that's an excellent question. The biggest misconception is that it is somehow just an extension of the U.S. Sport aircraft, Sport Cruiser, that was formerly the Piper Sport. And the designer who designed Milan Bristella was the designer on the Sport Cruiser. So when people walk up, they can see there's similar DNA to the two airplanes. They kind of come up and they'll say, "So what did you do? Is this a Sport Cruiser with what added to it?" And that's not the case. This airplane was designed 3D AutoCAD from the ground up. And Milan's specialty, when he was at the airline, was fatigue and vibrational fatigue analysis and improvement. So he designed out a lot of issues that if it was his perfect baby, that it was his own to take forward in time. He designed out a lot of things that he personally felt made the airplane more like the American market would be accustomed to versus, let's say, the Czech market, where this airplane tended to last for 85, 100 years. Vibrational fatigue was designed out of the plane from the get-go, and many other well-thought-out ergonomic items, and just the airplane is very well-balanced, and you can tell that from the minute you start flying it. And very quickly, the added strength by having the wings go into the wing stub. You look at this airplane and you say, "Oh, that looks like X or Y, or looks something similar." It's really been a ground-up design, and he's a designer on staff that's coming out with new models every year. In fact, we're proud to announce that the first turbo landed at our place 2 weeks ago, and that turbo is going to be flown out to a customer in Reno as soon as I get back from the show. So
wow.
we're really proud to be launching the turbo, but it's really ideal for those high-altitude customers. But we're launching something new. We're lighter than many other aircraft out there. So the useful load's up to around 617 or so. For an LSA, that's dynamite with a long range. And it makes it very well-balanced, super nice design plane with a designer on site. We can reach right back to the factory and look for more improvements every model coming out. And he also sends all those improvements to each of the customers automatically. If he makes an improvement to the landing light box, everybody gets an improvement and an update. So you have basically the latest model as they come out. He's been
wow.
great. So that if you're looking for one of the misconceptions, it's not a different airplane. It's top of the line LSA. And again, hats off to Randy and the guy that ran. They made the Ravens heck of a nice airplane. And we're a nice high wing aircraft, dynamite little aircraft. But I gotta say, with all due respect to my fellow visitor this evening, I think we've got the nicest LSA out on the market. I'm very biased, but I have to say it lived up to a lot of the expectations. That's a misconception. It's not something else. It's its own entity.
One of the thing about the expo that when I was there last year that I really liked is that, you know, every airplane, either manufacturer or dealer, they have a typical type of a customer based upon the plane that they offer. And what I liked was you had a good wide range of airplanes available. you know, one of the questions that I've been pretty much asking all week is, you know, what would you say is the major difference between your plane and the other planes that are there? Because again, if there's a guy looking for a plane, any LSA model, anything, he goes from location to location, to location, location, location. And then at the end of his going around from plane to plane to plane, he evaluates and says, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. What would you say is the greatest competitive, greatest competitive advantage that Bristol has as far as offering a light sport airplane to a light sport pilot?
This plane is a utility all-rounder. The airplane has, like, for instance, neat benefits like phenomenal visibility, a lot of weight carrying capacity, ability to put luggage in the wings and in the back of the aircraft. You can access your luggage that's in the aircraft with you. Nice ventilation, great handling characteristics in bad weather, for instance, you know, in terms of turbulence, that kind of stuff. Lands short, takes off in a very short distance as well, has a fantastic range. So when you start taking that and you match that with our bench where Lou Mancuso has been working at this for his family, been at it almost 70 years, teaching people how to fly, we bring a training program and safety training to this aircraft, as well as the design aspect, engineering capability. You get an all-around package that we've just not seen our competitors provide necessarily. For instance, we have a thing called GPA training, ground proximity awareness, defined go-around point, and personal limitations checklist. This personal limitations checklist booklet is something Lou wrote about 20 years ago. Since he wrote that booklet and made each of the renters at his robust jet operation and flight school out on Long Island, they have not had a fatality at their facility or in the time that they've had that on board since that time. Now, you know, not that anybody has particularly a lot of it, but a company that's been training people to fly in 70 years, they've had a couple. But since he's been at the helm with this kind of intensive training program and discipline added back in, there's not been a fatality. So one of the issues that we're bringing to this airplane is that training and well-thought-out share program. So we're trying to bring all the elements, the difficult elements. Could you ever buy one of these planes for $40,000? Well, if you want to be part of a share program, you can do that. Can you get proficiency training? There's specific proficiency training you have to pass to solo the plane, and then you have to pass to have it in the share program, for instance. And then we're talking about great support from the factory and a knowledgeable staff. I mean, I won't blow my own horn, but the guys that work with me are absolute the top certified Rotax experts, and we do a great job of connecting all the way back to the factory. I think it makes this airplane set apart by the whole package that comes with it. Looks great, flies great, fit, form, function, all of it.
What is there anything as far as, like, and this might be considered a weird question, but this is one of the things that I just thought about the other night that I didn't ask, and I'm going to ask it now. But if you were to characterize the ideal owner of a Bristol airplane, what would he look like?
The ideal owner of the Bristol aircraft?
Yep.
What we've seen is I've got guys who are 54 years old buying an airplane that they would jump in, and they've already got maybe a lake house or an expensive, maybe expensive sports car. They come along, buy this airplane, and this is their traveling plane to their other house in Florida because flying is that important to them. They're not necessarily without a medical. They come in and they say to me, can you make sure that I can buy a plane that is this good, two passenger, because I'm mostly flying the airplane by myself, but occasionally it's me and my wife, and I'd like to fly this airplane and buy something under $210,000 a year. Those guys walk up to me at the show very regularly. They enthusiastically buy a production slot, and they they've been researching this airplane for, they've been looking at Dan Johnson, they've been watching the Jim Lawrence stuff that you guys had previously in lots of write-ups. We've got a couple different covers of magazines, Jim Kopnik and those guys photographed us with you there at Plane Pilot. These guys are recognized and well-educated LSA buyers, and they've been waiting for that plane that is the all-arounder for them. They're not necessarily going back country. They're not necessarily trying to do the carbon cub thing or that kind of super tire thing necessarily. They want an airplane they go to a pancake, feel equally comfortable going to a pancake breakfast as they would go to fly from the East Coast all the way to Florida to go to a show.
Well, I would say that's a pretty specific market, and it seems like it covers the largest percentage of people today who are looking for light sport aircraft. I'm not necessarily sure that if anybody could have predicted the future 10 years ago, that what light sport would be
right.
like and where we would be. I think
right.
technologically we have far surpassed
yeah.
what we thought we were going to have as far as
yeah.
technology. And even in listening some to just this last week and hearing what they're having to say about this third class medical situation, I get the feeling that although people who might be on the fence, you have a lot more that are not on the fence, that are ready to
right.
buy, that are ready to make their move. What is your your thought?
Can I tell you why?
Please.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. No. Listen, they don't want to hear from me. They want to hear from you. I'm just a voice box to get it through.
Sure. Well, hold your thought because I'd love to hear it. But what happens is the guys want to buy new. So the guys come out and they look at, and I say guys because it's guys and girls and airline pilot females and all kinds of, we're getting the spectrum. But they come to the show and they're determined to buy something new. They maybe were in a Cirrus before or had entertained the idea of a Cirrus and said, you know, with this G3X package and the capacity to have a fantastic autopilot with a level button and a Garmin dives, unnecessary steep dives or unusually steep nose-up climbs that automatically set a recovery for you, if for some reason the aircraft says it's out, if you set the parameters, it'll automatically recover. G3X is the easiest system to use. We also support the Diamond guys in their Skyview system, but I have to say the G3X with synthetic vision has been a phenomenal revelation. And when you take somebody who was shopping in the range of 400,000 or 4,500 for maybe a brand new Cessna, and he comes over and finds this airplane, which is comfortable and can carry as much stuff as two people can carry to go in and out of anywhere they want to go and looks great on the ramp. They just, you know, it's like the Beechcraft buyer from the 70s looks at our offerings. And I don't want to just talk about Purcell, but they look at our offerings and say, wow, if I landed in Never Never Land, I had a guy come up from Frederick. And he walked in and he says, you know, I've been looking for 3 years, and I didn't realize you got 5 brand new planes in your hangar. This is like an airplane girling magazine to me. He said, this is, I can't believe it. He said, this is something incredible. I just didn't know I could walk into all this. And I said, well, do you want to go for a flight? Oh, my goodness. And he went for a flight. We got done. And he just said, I have to buy this plane. I've been thinking about it, looking at my wife said, just go do it. And it's very hard to listen to folks who talk about only budget, because budget isn't the only thing that happens in our marketplace. And I think when the right product comes along, we're very proud to sell a product that we think is really a very right product. You know, it'll carry itself regardless of the medical issues. They're going to sort themselves out. What happens after the, let's do the math in our heads. The medical issue boom, it passes. There's going to be a brief run on used aircraft and trade a plane, and then things are going to go back to status quo, and some guy's going to walk into my place, and others, like Rand's and other places, and they're going to say, I want new. And they can't have new unless they look at what we have in LSA, period.
Yeah, that's right.
And those customers are accustomed to buying new, and they want new. So when they find it, when they land in that new thing, whether it's a carbon cover or a legend cover or whatever it may be, they're not buying 1940 technology. I just want to relate one of my favorite things that I say at shows is if you look at a picture from Cuba and you look back at those guys and they got 1945 Chevys and big old Dodges and stuff, and you look at them and go, boy, those poor Cubans stuck back in the 40s. Isn't it a shame they're just stuck with no cars and they just failing wiring together? But a guy shows up on the ramp with a 1945 Cub and everyone goes by it and says, wow, isn't that a beauty? And you know what? It was made to last for 3 years. It wasn't made to last for 100 years. And all due respect to Cubs, they're wonderful airplanes. But I got to tell you, me and my family fly around in new stuff. And I think other guys feel the same because that's what they do now. And if you want to restore a Cub, there are craftsmen that make them awesome. But what are we in Cuba? Something that you feel comfortable in that you know is going to fly and be safe.
Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head on that.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, you got any comments or questions?
No, that was fascinating, that comparison to Cuba. I was watching that Cuban Chrome show the other night on the Velocity channel. And, yeah, that's a great, John. I hadn't even thought of it like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we can do better, and this is where my partner Lou and we found this airplane. When we kind of brought the thing forward into the American marketplace, it's really doing gangbusters over in Europe as well. And it's been on our mind. Lou had the occasion, and I used to work with him when we were in the Piper Sport Dealer Network, by the way. Still like that airplane, still like it. That's a used airplane. Got a lot of value for the money of it on the used market. It's really well developed. And the guys at US Sport support it really well. Patrick and the guys down there and Stuart, they do a fantastic job with that aircraft. They're to be applauded for what they're doing. I like that airplane in the used market. It's just fine. But Lou has been through many other dealer relationships. And I'll tell you, one of the other ones is the Flight Design Dealer Network that they have and the support that they have should be mentioned on every LSA blog that you guys have, because their back office for support and Tom Pagani and what they've done and the guys down in Oklahoma, Tom and the guys down there have done a phenomenal job. We're proud to support that aircraft design as well. But, you know, I have to say, Lou's been through every one of the LSA benchmarks that even showed any promise. And he was a Tecum dealer and all along the way. Remotes, we were in on a lot of these different airplanes. We are so thrilled to be in this space that we're in right now. We always believe not in the build it and they will come. If it's the right product, they will buy. And our customers are bearing that out right now. We just feel so blessed and lucky to be sharing the journey with them. And it's about making them ecstatically happy. I don't know. I feel really good about it. And I'm glad to be in LSA, in the LSA market. I think LSA has found its foothold, and the FAA has to figure out how to get itself out of a little bit of a bind in that nobody is dropping out of the sky because of a medical. And when that's not happening over a long enough period of time, you have to ask yourself, do we need – at some point, every time you jump in the pool, if you got this big rubber dinosaur around you, and eventually, you know, you don't need this rubber dinosaur to swim. You just don't. And if I get quoted as saying that the third class medical's a rubber dinosaur, I hope they don't revoke mine.
I'm not sure that
it's really as valuable as it might have been in a different era.
you certainly represent your product very well. The quotes on your website about your excitement are true and are contagious. And what's somewhat, and again, one of the things which Chris and I talked about last year is the ones who usually complain about the industry the most are not doing what it takes to sell their aircraft. And you, sir, have represented your company very well and your airplane. And there's not a doubt in my mind that you and your company will continue to be successful in anything that you touch. Because, again, you recognize the value of and it's almost like your comment about how you like to buy new, like me, for example. I don't know about you, but a lot of people got on their computers, if they have a PC, a lot of people got a notification about a Windows 10 update, right?
Right.
And half the people are scared to death. Now, let me tell you, I have been a Windows customer since what? Windows 3.1.1, which was what? 1992, I think, or 91, right?
Yeah.
And when I got this update, I was so excited that A, it was free, because obviously that shocked me. Two, I'm amazed on how smooth it is. It is the smoothest operating system they've ever had, but I'm like you, okay? I have no problem spending a little bit of money because I like to be kind of ahead of technology. Because for some reason, I'm kind of like the one that everyone calls on or asks my opinion because they know I'm kind of in, I guess, what I can call the state-of-the-art mindset. But
we talk about you as what they call the early adopter.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's really important today because as fast as technology is moving in and out, we too have to remain knowledgeable on what's out there and what we can offer. So my hat goes off to you, sir, for just a splendid job. I know this year you guys are going to have a great show with Chris. And thank you again for joining us tonight, man. We really appreciate it.
My great pleasure. And thanks, Chris, for letting me suck up all the hot air in the room. I didn't mean to go rabbiting on too much, but I really appreciate you giving me this chance and always like the chance to share the forum with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, John, also thank you for your service to the country, too. John, Air Force veteran, and we're big fans of the military here at Mount Vernon Outland Airport, and we appreciate what you did and do for us.
Well, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think I got you, didn't I get you your challenge coin for our safety program when you were at the booth, or was it too brief? I don't remember. Did you get a challenge coin?
Hey, because I desperately want one, the answer is no, I did not.
Well, I'll do the same for you, Karen. If we can hook up, if you're going to be at the show, I'll make sure you both get one. Remember, when you pass the safety program, it's outlined on the back of our challenge coin, and on the front of our challenge coin it says, Bristel, the art of defying gravity. On the back, there's space in there for your call sign. And after you pass your safety, the three-part safety program, we assign you a call sign. It's not one you get to pick yourself. But I will bring you your coin without your name in the middle of it, and then when it's time, when you got a chance to fly with me, we'll sign you off and give you a call sign.
Oh, I look forward to that. That's wonderful.
My great pleasure.
And by the way, the reason why you were given so much time goes back to your blessing again. See, unfortunately, I don't know what happened to Magna USA and Heaven Bound and Dinan. I have no idea. I know that I've talked to them. I scheduled them. And for some reason, something came up for all three. So tonight was pretty much, it was a free reign for you, man. So it's all good.
Well, you offered me the chance, and I thought we'll make the very most of it. And I really appreciate you giving me the chance to have some of this forum like this. It's very kind of you.
Well, and also, too, just so that you're aware, on the website and on the Facebook page, we have these radio shows archived. And so feel free to share away, because the more people that know about it, the better it'll be.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you, sir. Have a great show.
Yes, you're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. See you,
Chris. See you, John.
Well, Chris, surprisingly enough, that's it. The other three didn't call in.
Well, I had a couple text messages, but I think one of them was John because it was a 717 number.
Yep.
But hey, even though you said it was Magni and Heavenbound and who else?
Dynon.
Okay.
Yep. Dynon, Magna, and Heavenbound.
Okay. Can I talk the next 10 minutes about these three companies?
No, sir. I'm sorry. It's your show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, hey, let's start with Magni. And Magni is represented by a really good friend, Greg Grimminger, from across the river over here in, I think it's St. Genevieve, Missouri. And Greg is just one of those guys that just does everything he can for aviation. And if you have a fly-in, Greg's there. If you have a breakfast, Greg's there. And he has an amazing product. Now these gyros that he reps are some of the best in the industry, and very safe. And he took me for a ride a couple years ago. We had the Popular Rotorcraft fly in here from the St. Louis chapter, and what a thrill to fly in one of those. I've really been drawn to those gyros here lately, and those are a lot of fun. And so you know, Greg's been with us every year. And can't wait to see him again. And I know you and I talked about Heavenbound Aviation. And
mm-hmm.
There's quite a story there. And this one I could probably talk for 45 minutes on. But one of the things that our show has lacked over the first 6 years is a bona fide exhibitor of what I call the affordable models. And when I mean affordable, I mean something that might be $50,000 and less. Because, you know, let's face it, not all of us have $150,000 to $200,000, you know, in the bank account that we can go buy one of the high-end planes. So there's a lot of companies out there that sell these, what I call affordable. And we've courted all of them. And we've really kind of struggled on getting those aircraft manufacturers or representatives here. Now, we've had a good representation of owner pilots showing up and saying, here it is, look at it, sit in it, ask me all the questions. You need one of these. But, you know, those guys aren't the actual salesmen. They don't represent the company. And so I've done quite a bit of reaching out to all of the representatives that are in my home state or as close as I can to the Midwest LSA Expo and never really had any takers. And so there I was, Sun and Fun this year, and I see this young man sitting behind a, you know, at his booth out there at Paradise City, and he's there in the Quicksilver area. And, you know, I see some other Quicksilver guys that I recognize over the years, and we're all really friendly to one another, even though they don't come to this show. And I stumble into the booth, and I can't remember the man's name from Louisiana, a real nice guy, he's a Quicksilver dealer, and he says, hey, Chris, how's it going? You know, you've been to the Bahamas lately in the airplane. That's a trip that is a whole another something I could talk about. But anyway, this guy named Andy sticks out his hand. He says, hello, my name's Andy. I'm from Heavenbound Aviation in Ohio. And I said, well, it's nice to meet you, Andy. And I offered him the same challenge that I've offered all of the dealers in Illinois and Indiana and Iowa and Missouri that offer or that rep one of these smaller companies. And he says, I'm there. And so that long-winded tirade basically is just to tell all the listeners that we actually have a Quicksilver, Challenger, and Aerolite dealer coming to this show this year. We've never had that before, and there's been a tremendous amount of interest in those models, and we've just been represented by owners that showed up and said, here it is, look at it, touch it, but I can't take you for a ride, and I'm not a dealer. And so those people, the attendees that were interested in those models, leave here upset that they couldn't see or fly one of the models from that company that they really want to even maybe buy from. And so I'm really hoping that Andy, you know, has a great show, and there's a lot of the interest actually pans out like I think it's going to. So I'm really excited. I wish Andy could have called in so we could have talked to him. But maybe he's traveling. I don't know.
Well, either way, the good news is we still have tomorrow. So if there's anybody who might have missed out tonight who wanted to be on but couldn't, just give me a call at 931-808-0459, and we'll go ahead and get them scheduled for tomorrow night. Again, tomorrow night we've got Dennis Long from Aeropract. We got Billy Payne from Just Aircraft, Chris from Aviators Hotline, Jordan Dennis from the Airplane Factory, and we're supposed to have Mike McMillan to talk about the form. So we shall see, sir. There's really no way to know now, but we'll just have to see what happens.
Oh, and the other company was Dynon, and my old buddy Kirk Kleinholz, who was at years 1, 2, and 3, I believe, is making the return visit this year. So we're really happy to have what I would call the industry leader in the avionics packages for the LSA industry. So it's always great to have Kirk. He's kind of a movie star in this industry, just kind of like Randy Schlitter and John Rothwell. I mean, you see those guys in the booth, and they've always got a crowd with them. And it's great to have Kirk coming back. I'm really pleased that he's going to make the trip.
I think this is just the beginning, Chris. This show is really going to be fabulous. I've got a good feeling about it. So we'll just have to see. That certainly beats maybe how you felt about it about 2 weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, it was a little sketchy 2 weeks ago.
The good news is it's not far off, Chris.
Right around the corner, and we're getting that rain right now, and the temperature's dropping. So hopefully this sweeps comes through here and drops the temperature, makes it comfortable, and then we have nice high pressure back behind it, and blue skies and favorable winds.
One final announcement. If y'all want to see the program, the official program for 2015, go to the website, Midwest LSA Expo. You'll also find the flight site plan, the form schedule, as well as the lobby layout. How's that site detail coming, Chris? Is that done yet?
Basically, it's the same as last year. I didn't really update that one, Perry. It's the same as last. So
okay.
If you want to use last year, you can. I doubt I'll have time to get on the AutoCAD machine and whip out a new one with all the setup of the site tomorrow.
Okay. Well, these next 2 days are definitely going to be busy for you. Thank you again for joining us each night. It does. People just love to talk to you, Chris. So it definitely makes the radio show go much smoother.
Well, it's a lot of fun doing it. And like I said, I think it was the first night. It's such an honor and blessing to have to call all these folks my friends. You know, I have friends in every state because of this show, and it's just great to have these guys call in and visit with me like this.
So, in other words, the expo is kind of like a reunion for you.
It sure is, and I have one every January, every March/April, and July. So it's like a get together four times type of thing.
Well. You're a blessed man, Chris Collins. You're a blessed man. There's no doubt about that.
Amen.
Well, thank you, folks, for joining us tonight. That's it for the Midwest LSA Expo Radio. Again, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we've got a packed show again. So in case you didn't hear, we've got Dennis Long from Aeropract, Billy Payne from Just Aircraft. We'll have Aviators Hotline, the Airplane Factory, and Mike McMillan talking about the forum that he's going to be having in regards to the USAF NORAD. Thanks for joining us, guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Welcome to the 2015 Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions and hosted by Perry Hartman of Painter's Dream Productions and Chris Collins, your international host for this year's 2015 event at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The 7th annual Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. Showtimes for this year's event are 9 to 4 each day. Midwest LSA Expo Incorporated.
specifically created this event for three reasons. One, to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, and LSA performance. Two, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets. And finally, to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. We know that the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. If you ask anyone, it's the true sales and demo show. Now get ready. The Midwest LSA Expo radio show starts right now.